So I've had quite a number of different jobs with different companies, and different jobs within the same company, and have moved around quite a lot. This is our 7th or 8th house, I think, this one we're living in at the moment. And that they've been from Kent, Essex, Hexham in Northumberland. I lived for 5 years, working in Gateshead, South Wales, Leicester. So we've moved around quite a bit. And
when you applied for your first job and all subsequent jobs, can you remember any reactions?
I can. Yes, the first job, the Phillips job, when I went in applying for a commercial apprenticeship, I recall the interview was with Phillips' chief personnel officer, who was a man called Les Jowett, God rest his soul, because he was a jazz trumpeter. And I was a jazz freak, even at that age. And to meet Les Jowett as a jazz trumpeter, the interview was 2 hours, and 1¾ hours of which was talking about jazz. And we both seen Louis Armstrong at the Earls Court Olympia. So we talked about that for almost all the interview. And as a sort of an afterthought at the end, he said, you can have a job. So that's when I started my commuting career to and fro to London. And so I worked for Phillips for 5 years, with some part of which I got a day release, as I said before, to study in Maidstone.
Can you remember any reactions from the different in the different job applications to your having diabetes?
Never any problem with it at all. I mean, predictable questions: is it well controlled? Of course it is. And you know, it was, of course, until one had one's first hypo. And then, you know, it was the marvel of the moment and the talk of the moment, and but soon forgotten. And it was never a big issue. So I recall the occasion when I made it somehow to Phillips, having had a hypo on the train. I walked all the way up St Martin's Lane to the top of Shaftesbury Avenue, into the Phillips building, to the 6th floor, and whereupon they called the ambulance. I remember sort of ending up in the Middlesex Hospital, Royal Middlesex Hospital. I just don't remember anything about the journey or getting there. How I did it, I just do not know.